that vulnerability is the number one skill of any leader and manager. And those are things that can be taught or they can be instilled in your by your own journey. You can learn that along your own path when you stumble in your adolescence years and you get back up and you learn that you don't need to keep things a secret and you don't need to live in shame. So that's kind of like my umbrella statement right there. Because those things, as we well know, shame is a killer. It will prevent us from taking off our armor. It'll prevent us from being real with ourselves, but with other people. And so what I believe really works is living that, is being that, and understanding that as leaders. And this is only Claude's POV here. So take what you, as my mom would say, take the gift and leave the rest. But I truly believe as leaders, we are there to work for and work with our people. Soup to nuts. I don't believe leadership is about, you know, pounding our chest and locking the door and not letting anyone in like it was in the days of yore. Certainly as a Gen Xer, I've been in those situations. For us, I think it's very important to feel as though we are safe enough within ourselves to be able to take off our armor and share with people our oopsies, the times we've fallen down and the 101 times we have gotten up, because that's what it's about. We know that growth is not linear, and growth is sometimes very hard to ascertain when you're in it, when you're in the depths. You don't really understand and feel that you've grown until you pop back up. And growth is gonna look different for everyone. But how can we emulate and talk about our growth without talking about some of the vulnerable times we've had, without putting on our courage cape and stepping into the fact that, yeah, you know what? I'm dyslexic and I'd rather share that with everyone than not share that, because I guarantee there's 10 people wondering in this agency today, I'm dyslexic, what do I do? Well, I'd rather just tell them what I do. Why not? There's no shame in that game. Yes, I'm older, I've lived through it, I have more lived experience, but that's the beauty of us as leaders, is that we have lived experience to share with people. Again, take the gift and leave the rest.